Still can't believe I'm doing this. Oh shit, he's here already. Alright, just take a deep breath and don't make it weird. It's not a big deal. Hi, good evening. How are you doing? It's been so long since we've seen each other. I'm glad to hear that. Please, come in. So, your mom said you're halfway done with college already, is that right? Oh my god, time passes so fast. I probably sound like an old aunt saying this. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. Come on, you know why. No, it's not adorable. What has college done to you? I don't remember you being such a flatterer. You don't really need to say something like that, though. I know I'm way past the age of being considered cute or adorable. Oh, if you say so. I'll go get something in the kitchen, okay? Please, make yourself comfortable. Do you still like cookies? I remember you used to love them, so I bake some. If you don't, it's totally fine, though. Don't think you have to eat them just because I... Oh, you do? That's great. Please, eat as much as you want, and don't worry about the couch. I can clean it up later. So, I guess we need to talk about that, right? The reason you're here. I've been rambling and avoiding the subject for too long already. First of all, I just need to say thank you a lot for accepting this and for being so understanding through the whole thing. It's really not been easy for me. Yeah, I've wanted a baby for so long, but after a couple of years of being a widow, I still don't feel ready to have a relationship. It's complicated. And an IVF is so expensive and makes me super uncomfortable, so I was kind of running out of options. Sorry, am I oversharing? I know, I forget to turn on the filter sometimes. Okay, I'll finish then. Thank you. Well, after having this insane idea of trying to find a guy to help me, the only thing I got was a bunch of messages calling me a needy slut who wants some dick and other similarly nice things. I was about to give up, honestly, but then you messaged me. I was a little conflicted at first, having known you since you were a child and all. But after we chatted a bit, I realized how that sweet boy I knew became a man. He really grew up a lot. No, silly. I guess you are a little taller than the last time I saw you, but that's not what I mean. You're so mature for a college kid, and you really know how to make a woman feel safe around you. Your mother knew what she was doing when she raised you. Oh, look at how you're blushing. Guess who's the adorable one now? Sorry, I couldn't resist the sweet, sweet revenge. I hope it didn't make you uncomfortable. Good. But tell me if I cross any lines, okay? Also, now that I mentioned her, I'm sorry, but I have to ask, did you tell your mom about this? You didn't? No, it's not a problem. Actually, I'm a little relieved. I'd rather keep this between us, and I don't know, we're not doing anything wrong, but I'm still afraid of what her reaction would be. I've been friends with her for so long, it's not something I want to risk. And here I go overthinking stuff again. Am I forgetting something? I feel like I am. Oh, yeah. I contacted my lawyer friend and she finished the paperwork here. I know the contract thing feels super weird, but I'd rather make sure everything's settled now. It says I'm going to be the sole parent of the child, basically like you were a sperm donor, except that we'll do it, the old-fashioned way. I hope that's okay with you. So, that's where we are now, I guess. Everything else is out of the way, so we just need to do it. I know I asked this about 5 billion times, but I promise this is the last one. Are you sure you want to do this? It's just still hard for me to believe that you. Never mind. Let me take these glasses off. And I should probably sit next to you, right? Sorry. I know I'm making it super awkward, but if I didn't kill the mood completely, I think I have an idea. Would you want to try to start with some kissing? It's always been a good way for me to warm up. You do? So I'll come closer, okay? Gotta say, you really are such a handsome man now, especially up close like this. Think I'm a little rusty, but I hope it wasn't too bad. Liked it? I'm glad. I definitely did as well. I guess that means we can keep going. I don't know how much you've been training with your college girls. You're really good at this. Not that much, huh? Maybe you're a natural then. Those hands on my hips. I knew today's young boys are eager. But not this much. I'm making you eager. Come on. You don't need to. Right. I think I should start believing the things you say more. It's been so long, but you're starting to remind me of how bad I miss this. The kissing, the hands moving up and down on my hips, everything. Do you think we can go to my bedroom before things start getting out of hand? I don't know. There are all these windows facing outside here. I don't want to risk someone seeing us. What if this gets to your mom? I know you're helping me out, but what would I tell her? Yeah, I had sex with your baby boy, but it was for a good cause. Oh God, look at what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm being way too paranoid, I know. It's fine. Thank you. You know the way, right? Let's go. There. My bed's pretty soft. Maybe we can sit there and Or you can press me against the wall. That works too. Fuck. I think you just turned my legs into jelly. These little kisses on my neck aren't helping in the slightest. Oh, I forgot to ask. Can I swear in front of you? Just kidding. At this pace, I'm sure I'll end up saying some much worse things. Like what? Why don't we find out together? Yeah, keep doing this. Kissing my neck. Running your hands on my body. You really know how to treat a lady in more than one way. Hey, can you take my dress off? There's something I want to show you. I know this is supposed to be about me and my baby, but you've been such a sweet boy, and I really wanted to make this enjoyable for you. So I bought this lingerie for the occasion. See? Red lace bra and panties. Can't get more cliche than that, but I hope you like it. And I know I'm not that young peach anymore, but I hope you like my body as well. Yeah, I'm not that old, but you think I aged like fine wine. It's quite the compliment. I was going to call you a flatterer again, but I think I'm starting to feel something pressing against me. It's hard to say you're lying after this. Can I take your shirt off? Gotta keep things fair, right? You have such a nice body. You do. I love every bit of it. And as a plus, now you don't have any way to hide a certain thing. It's really bulging through your pants, isn't it? I'm so glad I have this effect on you. I guess you're right. As time went on, I did fill up a bit in the right places. Maybe that's why you've been looking down so much. I think I was too nervous to realize it before, but you seem to be having such a hard time keeping eye contact. Do you like my tits, sweetie? Do you want to touch them? I don't think I've ever seen a question be answered so fast. Just take my bra off, too, and... Oh, yes. Touch them. Touch them more. It feels really good. Yeah, keep kissing me too. Pressing your cock against me. By the way, you don't mind if I feel it a bit with my hand, do you? Oh my god. I'm glad you stopped hiding this from me. Yes, touch my nipples too. Run your fingers on them, please. Fuck, yes. Sweetie, can I tell you a little secret? Come closer. Gotta say it in your ear so no one else hears it. For the past weeks, I've been taking a lot of hormones to increase the chance of pregnancy. But I think they might be having some side effects. My body is so, so sensitive. And my breasts are even worse than the rest. I don't know what could happen if you kept teasing them like this. So, you want to find out, huh? Wait, what are you doing? I guess that's what you meant, using your mouth. You're such a naughty boy, aren't you? Yeah, my nipples are hard. So fucking sensitive, and the way you lick them. Fuck, you're driving me crazy. Come on, stop being such a tease. If you're gonna do this, just suck on my tits already, please. Yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, show me how much you like them. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, suck on them. Keep sucking. Keep. Oh, fuck. Oh, can you play with the other one too? With your hand. Can you squeeze it? Feel how soft and full it is. Oh, God, yes. Oh, this feels so good. Hormones are really having an effect. I don't remember ever being this sensitive. Oh, I think I might come just from this. Oh, yeah. Do you want that, sweetie? Do you want me to come from you sucking my tits? No. Don't go faster. Don't go slower. Just keep doing exactly what you're doing now. Just a little more. Just a little more. Yes. Like that. Like that. I can. Oh, fuck. I can feel my body squirming. I think I'm gonna. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. God, that was. Can't find another way of saying it. It was amazing. Yeah, keep holding me for a bit. I mean, my legs are shaking so much I might fall down if you don't. Can you look into my eyes for a second? Thank you so much for reminding me of all these feelings. Being desired by someone, feeling sexy. You don't know how much I miss those things. That wasn't even part of our deal. But you're really going out of your way to make sure it feels good for me. And I would say it's been working quite well. I have to say, though, there's one other thing I've been missing a lot, too. Curious. I really miss having a cock in my mouth. What? You thought I was going to say something cute and sweet? Well, I think a bit of surprise can be enticing. So what do you say? Would you like me to help with that? I figured. And I also think you might enjoy if I start kissing my way down your chest. And your tummy. and slowly get on my knees for you. What are you waiting for, sweetie? Pull it out for me. I thought feeling it in my hand was tempting enough, but look at this. And the scent, too. Damn, I really need to have a good taste. Maybe I can start with some kissing and licking. Leaving your cock all wet for me. Tastes so good. Even better than I expected. And I love the way it twitches when I lick around the tip. Those little moans, too. Wow. You look so eager already. I can see it in your eyes. You really want me to slide it in my mouth, don't you? Lucky for you, I feel the exact same way. I hope it feels good. Finally filling my mouth with your cock. For me, it definitely does. I wasn't kidding when I told you how bad I miss this. Don't be shy about making noises. I told you before, I love them. I love knowing I make you feel good. I was afraid I might have lost my touch, but by your reaction... I don't think that's the case. I think I'm gonna try something. I hope I still know how to do it. Do you like it? Going all the way inside my mouth, feeling how I almost choke on your cock. Fuck, I could have this in my mouth all day, but your balls are so full. I can feel you twitching too. You're getting close, aren't you? Such a shame. That means I'll have to stop. This escalated a lot more than I expected, but we can't forget what you came here for. I'll get up and come on, baby. Just tell me how you want to do it. I'm sure we're both more than ready. Doggy style, huh? I knew my naughty boy would choose well. Just let me climb on the bed, go on all fours, and arch my back a bit, pull my ass all the way up. Enjoying the view, sweetie. I'm glad you like it so much, but come on, don't keep me waiting. Yeah, kneel behind me and grip tight on my hips. I really love this position. Makes me feel like an animal ready to be bred. There's only one thing left now, right? Pulling down these soaked little panties. See all that drool? That's your fault for making me come all over it earlier. I want to come like that again. But this time, I want to come while you fuck a baby into me. Yes. Oh, finally. Was that last part too much for you, baby? Yeah. I bet you just couldn't hold back anymore. Harder. You can go harder. Show me your wild side, sweetie. Let your instincts take over. Just fucking pound me, yes. Oh, shove your cock all the way in. Oh, feel your hips smacking on my ass. Oh, don't stop, don't stop. Use your hand too. Pull me in and you thrust. Ah, yes, just like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Help me like this until you get me pregnant. Fuck, pulling my hair. Oh my god. Fuck. No, don't stop. Oh, I like it when you're rough. Oh god, you're going balls deep inside me. Ah. And I think you're starting to hit my G-spot. Fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, keep thrusting against that spot right there, right there. Oh, keep pounding me. Oh, if you keep doing this, I think fuck. I'm gonna come again. I can't, this is too much. Please come inside me. Breed me. Make me pregnant. Oh, I need it. I need your cum. Please. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh god. I can barely speak now. It's okay. Just give me a second. Oh my god. I hope it was good for you too, because I don't think I even need to say anything about me. Fuck, you came so much inside me too. I can feel it dripping out. I can clean it up later, don't worry. Just don't worry about anything, okay? By the way, are you busy for the rest of the day? Nothing. It's just that I don't think I'm leaving this bed anytime soon, and I wouldn't mind some company. You're tired too, aren't you? Come here. It's fine. Yeah, lie down at my side, just like that. You can put your head on my chest and I'll hold you close. You want to take a little nap together? Good. I'll keep stroking your hair like this until you fall asleep. And when we wake up, I'll make more of those cookies for you. But before that, can I say a last thing? I'm already ovulating. And with all the hormones I took, that was probably more than enough to get me pregnant, but I know you're not staying in town for long, so we could try again tomorrow if you want to. You know, just to be extra sure. And maybe during the rest of the week, too.